You Alamans, let's do the grand, right and left. Right and left around the ring, walk on your heel and toe. Just side of with your lady fair, and I'll promenade her around the square. Promenade that mountain, promenade. Now the head couples forward, you come back to the ring. You pass through and separate around the outside ring. Come back home and go to do it to your corner, Alamando. Come back to your partner, you swing them round and round. Alamand left on the corner, now you walk right by your own. You swing the right and
Okay, where's Mr. Peters?
Oh, hello, Hector.
Who, Abe?
Well, he went over to the bank. Why?
I want to see him, that's why. I'm going to get at the bottom of this business.
What business? What business are you talking about?
Well, you know, the other evening when Hortense called up and broke that date with me, said she was sick in bed with a headache.
Yes, of course I do. She phoned the store here, told me to tell you.
Yes, well, Mr. Peters said that he saw her over at Parton's drugstore with Major Barnes.
Well, if Ed said he did, he did. You don't figure he'd lie to you, do you?
No, of course I don't. But I just want to make sure, that's all. Because I'm going to get that big bum Major Barnes. You just wait and see.
Well, now, don't talk like a fool, Hector Smith. I reckon Major Barnes has got a right to go out with Hortense if he wants to. And don't forget, he's a fella that's going to give you a job. So you'd better be a mite careful or you'll get fired before you even go to work.
Shoot, what do I care about an old job?
Oh.
I've been fired from 10 times better jobs than the one he's going to give me. I got a good notion to go up and punch him right on the nose. That's what I'm going to do the first.
Yes, listen, I get a picture of you punching Major Barnes in the nose. Why, he'd make mincemeat out of you, Hector.
Oh, is that so? Is that so?
Well, it ain't so.
You just let me tell you something. I'm a lot stronger than I look. I used to be a professional wrestler, I did.
Yes, I suppose so.
Well, I did. I wrestled for the championship once. Straight against a great big tall fella. Gosh, but he was big and tall. He was so tall, Mr. Winter, about him. He was so tall that he couldn't reach the top of his head.
Wait a minute here. So tall that he couldn't reach the top of his head, how'd he put his hat on?
He stood on a chair. Well, this fellow was the champion of the world, my
man. What was his name? What was his name?
What was that, Mr. Winterbottom?
I asked you what his name was.
His name. Yes, that's right. And so
what's right? I asked you what the fellow's name was.
Oh, his name?
Yes.
His name was, that's his name. Oh, his name was Neuritis, that's it, Neuritis.
Neuritis?
So, yes. Yeah, you see, they call him that because he was a pain in the neck.
Oh.
Well. Anyway, we were wrestling for the championship of the world. The great stadium was packed to capacity. The bleachers are a riot of color. It's a great spectacle, folks, a great spectacle. I only wish you could be here with me and see it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, there goes the whistle. The teams are lining up. Signals, 100, 102, 184, 163.
Hey, Hector, how do you mean? There was a team of wrestlers?
Wrestlers. No. There was only Neuritis and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I say, the gong sounded. We leaped into the center of the ring. Neuritis made a pass. Then I passed. The referee passes. And the fourth fella bid two hearts and makes a grand slam. What do you think of that?
Yes, but say, what about the wrestling? Who won?
Who won?
Yeah.
Well, you see, Mr. Winterbottom, it was like this. We jump into the center of the ring, and suddenly his arms are around me.
Yes.
He forced me down to the mat.
Yes.
Forced me down, foot by foot,
yes.
Inch by inch. Now he's got me in a half Nelson. Yes, half Nelson and half police dog.
Yes.
We're straining every muscle. We're all tangled up in each other. All tangled up. With one hand, I have a hold of his ear. With the other, a hold of his elbow. And then, what do you think happened? A big foot stuck right in my face.
Oh, that was kind of dirty, wasn't it?
Yes, I'll say it was. It was the dirtiest foot I ever saw.
Oh, I mean we started dirty wrestling.
Yes, and right then, I had my hands full, too, and couldn't do a thing about it. So there we were, tugging and pulling and all tangled up, and me with that foot in my face. Oh, God.
Hector, why didn't you bite it?
Huh? Bite it.
Yes.
Well, that's what I did do. I bit it. I sunk my teeth deep into it, right to the bone.
And did you win the championship?
Oh, shoot, no. It was my own foot.
It was your own foot? Oh, you dadgering young scalawag. You better be getting along now. Ain't got no time.
Wait a minute, Mr. Winterbottom. I've got to see Mr. Peters. I want to make absolutely sure it was Hortense he saw in the drugstore that night. I'm a fair man, Mr. Winterbottom. Mm. I want to give her all the benefit of the doubt.
Well, now, supposing it was Hortense, and supposing she was with Major Barnes, I don't see what you can do about it.
Little you know, Mr. Winterbottom, little you know what Hector Smith is when his anger is aroused. Don't forget that. I've got a terrible temper. Oh, gosh, it's just awful. Sometimes it even scares me. Why, when I get mad, Mr. Winterbottom, it takes four grown men to hold me. Just think of that, four grown men.
Four men?
Yeah, well, of course, if you're short-handed, why, one can do it.
Besides, you couldn't do nothing to Hortense nohow. She's a woman.
Yes, but don't forget another thing, Mr. Winterbottom. I'm a he-man. I'm a caveman. I'll show her where to head in at. You
now,
just wait
and see. Don't be a dadgern fool, Hector. Just
do I care. I'll drag her by the cop.
Who's
that coming up the steps?
Hortense, look out now.
Say, I've got something to say to you, Hortense.
Oh, hello, Hector. Well, what is it? I'm in a hurry.
Now, careful, Hector, careful. Don't lose your temper.
Well, I don't think you're treating me right the way you're acting.
The way I'm acting? I don't know what you mean.
Well, going around with Major Barnes, I don't like it.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, let me say something to you, Hector Smith. I'll go with whomever I please. Major Barnes is a perfect gentleman, and I feel honored when he asks me to go out with him.
What's more,
he's one of the bravest men in the world. Why, he's a famous ace. He saved Paris during the war, brought down a bombing plane single-handed. He'd make a dozen of you, Hector Smith, and it's about time that you began to realize it. And another thing, I don't see that I'm accountable to you anyway as to what company I prefer. I'm my own boss. I do as I please. Who do you imagine you are, anyhow? You're nothing but a village cut-up. You're the joke of the whole town.
I never heard
of such impudence. Trying to tell
now,
me.
Now, wait a minute, Hortense. Just a minute.
You kids, stop this dad darn fuss and get out of here.
Yes, you go on, Hector. We'll tend to Hortense. Go on now.
All right. I'll go. But that villain Major Barnes had best beware, because the man who thwarts Hector Smith is doomed.
Now listen here. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, too, Hortense, coming in here and starting an argument.
Yeah, you're always starting an argument. Yeah.
I'm not. But I wasn't going to stand there and allow a clown like Hector Smith to criticize the man who saved Paris all by himself.
Yes, well, what if he did save a Paris all for himself?
I didn't save Paris all. I didn't.
See, there you go, starting an argument.
Oh, yeah. I'm not starting an argument. I only said that Major Barnes saved Paris from an air attack. He told me all about it last night, just how he did it.
Bet it was a dad darn fake.
How could it be a fake when he has a medal to prove it? Everyone knows he's one of the great heroes of the war. He said he was coming back to camp one night, a little after midnight, when all of a sudden he heard a horse cry and...
Well, what was it crying about?
Who? What was who crying about?
The horse.
It wasn't a horse that cried. It was a sentry. He gave a cry and pointed to something up in the sky. And there was a great big bomber heading straight for Paris. And when Major Barnes, saw it, he ran and got into his own plane and started after it.
After the horse?
No, after the bomber. And as he was going faster than it wasn't long before he got on its tail.
Yeah, that's no way to ride a horse on its tail.
Oh, he wasn't riding a horse. What he did was fly. I'm not talking about a horse.
What'd you say he did?
Fly.
Yes, Chef. Don't be a darn fool. It wasn't Major Barnes that was on the horse's tail. It was a horse fly.
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Well, then, what was it? What was it?
Oh, never mind what it was. Let me have a can of baking soda. I'm in a hurry.
You get it first, Zeb.
Yes, just ready the baking soda?
Yes, and you can make fun of Major Barnes all you like, but just the same, he's a wonderful aviator and a marvelous businessman. He showed Father how to make 100% on an investment.
Is that so? Your old man better watch out or he'll be getting slickered.
Well, he won't, because he's already made the money. Major Barnes invested it for him, and he's got it all back, plus 100%.
Well, here's your baking soda.
And what's more, he's going to let Father in on an invention of his, too. A big thing, something that before very long is going to be right in the public's eye.
He's inventing it, huh?
Well, what is it, Hortense?
Oh, I'm not at liberty to say. Just charge the baking soda to my father.
Yes, all right, Hortense. Say, Eb, what do you suppose that invention is, anyhow?
Oh, shucks. I know what it is.
You do?
Yeah.
Why, how'd you come to find out?
Well, that's easy. She said it was something that was going to get in the public's eye, didn't she?
Yes.
It's a grapefruit.